Good morning and welcome. This is the ICANN Fellowship Program Overview. My name is Janice Dumoulin and I am the Fellowship Program Manager for ICANN. And I've been with ICANN for the past 3.5 years and have had the Fellowship Program for the last 9 rounds. It is just 3 years old at this meeting, at the Paris meeting. And so I've had the pleasure of steering the fellowship program for almost the past 3 years. We're just going to talk the basics of the program. We're trying to get more information and more knowledge out about the fellowship program. It started in 2007 in the San Juan ICANN meeting. And it was a grant to enable individuals from developing and underdeveloped nations to attend an ICANN meeting. So the beginning actually came out of a charter from the board of ICANN suggesting that we needed to have further outreach and spread our arms further across the globe in order to engage more people that couldn't otherwise afford to attend the meeting, and find a way to have them arrive and be able to participate and have their voice heard. So the program covers the cost of the airfare. It covers the cost of the hotel for the week of the scheduled meeting, and it also provides a small stipend to help cover some of the costs for travel and also for being there during the meeting week. The recipients, in exchange for this, are expected to participate and become actively involved during the week and then after the week. And we give them many opportunities and avenues and methods in order to become engaged and to participate during the meeting week and then following when they go back home. And usually we grant about 25 fellowships per meeting. It is not based on a number, it is based on a budget. And I'll sidestep over to the fact that we are part of the $59 million budget that is currently under consideration by the community in public comment. It's the draft FY11 operating plan and budget. There will also be a session on that on Thursday in the Gold Hall. And I always encourage my fellowship participants and anyone in the community that I have a chance to run into during these this final meeting of the year that it is not too late to go into the public comment on the ICANN website and to comment about how ICANN is spending the community's money. And the fellowship program is $400,000 of that $59 million. And it is used, the 25 participants per program is changeable depending on how we spend the budget throughout the year. So it really depends on how expensive the meetings are, and a lot of it is in the airfare. So if we get a lot of participants from the Australasian islands or from, say, Mongolia, some Eastern Asian countries, that it takes a little bit more to get them to the site, then we have to gauge that to the number of fellows or potential fellows who might meet the minimum requirements to be able to come to the meeting. So we have to gauge the costs of travel with the number of participants that we can bring. The mission of the program, it is capacity building. I mean, the program is about bringing more volunteers, because we are a volunteer community. It's about bringing more volunteers into the ICANN community, which is part of the larger internet community. So we are looking to engage individuals to join our current and perhaps potentially new constituency groups. So right now, the constituency groups, which we'll talk about a little bit later in this presentation, they are the supporting organizations and the advisory committees that are currently engaged in the ICANN community. That is the generic name supporting organization, the at-large advisory committee, the country code name supporting organization, and the government advisory committee. they are the four mainstays for the advisory committees and supporting organizations that we would like our fellowship members to feed into, to find an interest in, and then become involved in and engaged in as a volunteer. We also bring them here face-to-face to make them more aware of the topics of the community. Now, you can do that remotely, because remotely is how everyone participates all year long. The ICANN community doesn't just exist for the three meetings a year. It exists all year long in telephone calls and remote participation, council meetings, committee meetings. But by bringing the members here for a face-to-face, they have a better opportunity to understand who the community is, put a face to a name, and to the mission and vision for the different advisory committees and supporting organizations, and what ICANN is really trying to do. So when you go back home and can only participate remotely, it's like, aha, I know who that person is, I know what their goals are, I know what the community wants, and now I can participate remotely so much better because I have an understanding. Creating a stronger base of knowledgeable constituents, because you can expand your base, but providing the knowledge and the correct knowledge from the right experts is the only way to go, because you have to provide the knowledge and then the right context in order to get that knowledgeable person growing up within the ICANN community. We engage the fellows to take an active role in the future, not only their future, but the future of their region, the future of their government, the future of their country, because every one of our voices counts. And we stress this over and over again throughout any of the committee meetings you go to and any of the supporting organizations, and certainly for me, in my daily morning meetings with the fellows. It is a matter of single voices coming out and joining together. And ICANN, being a bottom-up multi-stakeholder community, has to listen. That's our bylaw. That's what we run by. We have to listen to the individual and to the group voices who tell us which direction to steer in and what the topics are that need to be discussed. We encourage the alumni, so anytime that you have been selected to participate in the program, once you successfully complete the program and leave, you become part of the alumni network. And we do expect the alumni to become ambassadors for ICANN and the ICANN community, and again, the larger internet community. So there's a place for everyone in it. We engage them to become ambassadors for what the mission and vision and the goals are for ICANN and its community, and find a way to make their voice heard. We expose the participants in the program to a variety of members of the community and of the ICANN staff throughout their week so that they can start to formulate an idea of where they may belong. And this morning, in particular, Tuesday being Constituency Day during the ICANN meeting week, we always engage with the chairs of the supporting organizations and the advisory committees. So it's a chance to face-to-face meet these individuals who are running those supporting organizations and advisory committees throughout the year and learn more about it and start to feel where their place may end up being. You don't stay stagnant where you might start after you become an alumni and start to understand the ICANN community more. Where you start, perhaps in the at-large community, which is for end users, anyone who touches their fingers to a keyboard, where that starts may lead you down a path to understand that you would be a better voice for your government, and you would be a better voice for your top-level domain, or a better voice for a business constituency. And so you may find a different path throughout your time at ICANN, but this gives you an opportunity to understand where to go. Why is it important? Everything that I'm saying is becoming perhaps a little bit redundant, but it really is to increase the potential pool, to increase participation, and the end goal is leadership. And leadership doesn't mean a chair, necessarily, of a constituency group. It doesn't mean that you are a chair of a working group or a committee. It can mean, but it doesn't need to mean. What it means is that you're a leader for your community, a leader for your region, a leader for your government, a leader for a cause that you need to find an avenue to express that need or whatever's happening in your own piece of the world. so you can become that leader, that person that steps up and accepts the challenge to become the voice. It encourages proactive participation. Once you get involved in the community, you really begin to understand that anyone can take a seat at the table. Anyone can sit down in any one of our sessions, raise their hand, put their finger to the mic, remotely participate, raise your hand in the chat room, write on the transcript for public record and recorded what you need to be working on, what your country needs, what your region needs. You need to be proactive. If you are silent, you have no recourse. But everyone becomes in the fellowship program engaged in understanding that they can be proactive in a variety of ways. And the potential to identify new constituency groups, because again, ICANN is a growing 12-year-old institution, organization. And we don't know where it's going to end up next month, next year, 10 years from now. It's about the people in the community and their voice to say, this is what we need. We see something missing, ICANN. You've got a non-commercial stakeholder. You've got a commercial stakeholder. You have generic names. But now we're going to get more, we're going to drill down deeper. We want you to become more involved in X, Y, Z. So we'd like to build a new constituency group. And there's a process to do that. So it's ever-evolving, ever-changing, and ever an opportunity for anyone to make some changes within ICANN, because we are here for the community. That's why we exist. For the fellows, what do they get out of it? They meet the influential members of the community. And again, once you meet them in person, being with them online is easy. First-hand training about ICANN and the key issues. Again, by being able to be here at least for the week, you get to shake hands in the hallway, that personal one-on-one touch. Then you get to engage in the issues. What I tell the fellows at the beginning of the week is, it's not always about the session room. It's about the hallways. It's about the cafes. It's about the lounge, wherever that may be, in whatever conference rooms that we're in throughout the world. It's the restaurants and bars. It's the gala events. It's the socials, music night tonight. Whatever that is, that's where you engage with everyone. Remotely participating is an amazing avenue that we've been able to have growth in over especially the past year. But sometimes the physical being here, you know, really engages you to be able to talk the key issues face-to-face. Engage in current internet policy discussions and ongoing support from the alumni network. And the alumni network is the pool of people who have passed through the program, but because of an extension of who the alumni know, that networking grows. Because you extend out to one alumni and they say, oh, I know who you need to talk to in the community. I know where you need to be. And then the pool of networking grows and grows. Who can apply? Most importantly, applicants must be citizens of economically economically eligible countries. So from developing and underdeveloped nations. We use the World Bank classification of low, lower middle, and upper middle class economies. There's no perfect solution, and that, too, is a changing database. We certainly wish it was changing faster, but that is the best database that we found when we developed this charter for the program. Fellows have to meet specific requirements, such as mandatory attendance at the morning meetings and a final report. I, myself, as a program manager, have to report to the board, and I report to the community about the program. So the members of the fellowship program know that I do take it quite seriously, at the same time making sure everyone feels comfortable in the environment that we create. But we have to report back to the community that their money, their investment, which are the people of the program, is going to cycle back. And by the final report that every fellow leaves and thinks about what the impact of the week was and what they can do when they get back home and where they think they can make an impact, that gets fed back to the board and to the community so that they understand where the fellowship program is at any point in time, the kind of people that we're engaging, the kind of direction and motivation that's coming out of the meeting. No other grant program or any other travel support program that ICANN runs demands mandatory attendance at the meetings but the fellowship program. So it is a rather strict program, and when people sign up for it, they do understand what they're signing up for. On the other hand, the value of the mandatory meetings and what they're given at those meetings is worth, I hope, the getting up early and some of the sacrifice it takes to go through the program. The fellows are usually representatives of their governments, of country code top-level domains, nonprofits, private sector, business, and academia. And that's a pretty wide berth, and as it should be, we need a diverse group of people to engage into the community. The application process is an online application. The application the process lasts about 12 weeks. We have to launch the round about 3 to 4 months prior to the next meeting, and we need to give time to everyone to get proper visas and passports and those things that are needed for travel. So we are, for this case in particular, the upcoming meeting in Cartagena in December, the application will launch at the end of July, will last for about 12 weeks, 6 of which are the actual online application. The next 6 are for the review and selection process. So, again, the applicants must be of economically eligible countries, exhibit certain interest, and put that on paper in the online application, their interest in some aspect of ICANN, and show intent of future involvement. The Independent Selection Committee looks over all of these applications and determines for that particular meeting who the most eligible individuals would be, because it depends on the topics that will be talked about and what is hot in the community, fast track, IDNCC, TLDs, IPv6. The needs of certain regions may supersede the needs of others for a particular meeting. And so the Independent Selection Committee takes a look at the application and also the events of the ongoing current events of the Internet community to make their final decision to who meets minimum requirements. And out of that pool of minimum requirement, out of that pool of potential candidates who met minimum requirements, we then, based on budget, select the final group of people, which normally, as I said before, is about 25. The successful candidates are only introduced via the ICANN website. Like I said, it takes approximately 12 weeks to go through the process. The Independent Selection Committee is transparent. You can find them on the fellowship website. The names of the past and the current selection committee are on the website. They represent the 5 ICANN regions to the best of our ability from the pool of available applicants who have expressed interest in becoming a selection committee member. We try best to have them be part and represent the 5 ICANN regions. The individuals who are on the committee are eligible to stay on the committee for up to 3 years. Some determine because of their job responsibilities, because they are volunteering for us, that they may not be able to maintain their status on the committee and have to cycle off. And then as the manager of the committee, I need to outreach ahead of time to other members representing members of the community, representing the other regions, to encourage them to come on and take a seat. But the minimum we ask is that the committee stays on for 3 meetings, 3 rounds, and can last up to 3 years. The individual participants in the fellowship program, as a general rule, can apply for and receive 3 fellowships. And that is something we came up with of what makes sense to us, what makes sense to build your status in the ICANN community. Basically, the first meeting that you come to, whether you're a fellowship or just a member of the community who has found out about ICANN and wants to come, the first meeting is a complete blur. I mean, you are just going from meeting room to meeting room, and people are everywhere, seemingly engaged and intelligent, meaningful conversations throughout the hallways, and you don't know where to step in, whether it's a door or a circle of people. So that first meeting is just blowing your mind, and you're really not sure where you stand. So from the fellowship program standpoint, we coddle, we take in those individuals and make sure that they don't feel as blurred, that they don't feel so unsupported, that they don't feel so much like they can't walk in the doors. By the second meeting, the expectation is that now they have a base. They have a base of people that they've networked with. They have the alumni network they feel comfortable outreaching to, and they understand a little bit better the topics and how the ICANN meeting week runs. Comfortable in their skin, we ask them to then start to mentor new people coming into the community, whether they be fellows or people they just meet in the hallways. Again, ambassadors reaching out. By the third fellowship grant that you could receive, and again, the independent selection committee has got to decide for that particular meeting that that person is, you know, eligible and the right person to come on. By that third meeting, we expect for you to be not only attending full speed the fellow meetings, but attending full speed constituency group meetings and having to start to make your voice heard and finding then your place that you should have found. We have many fellows who leave the first session, actually, and by the second already serving on working groups or committees or councils. And those are some amazing individuals who are multitasking and have found that time to do, which is incredible. But by the third, it's time to step forward and kind of take your place. The fellowships are awarded, the selection committee looks at, the mix of criteria, including applicant experience and references, geographic proximity to the meeting. Again, the closer you are to the meeting and the regional topics that will be discussed at that meeting, because we tend to discuss regional topics as we take our meeting around the globe. It also helps with costs, the travel cost of getting, if you're closer to the meeting, we can have more recipients because you can get more travel. Those are all things that are taken into consideration. And as I'm alluding to with the FY11 budget or any budget year, due to financial limitations, ICANN may not be able to provide fellowships to all qualified applicants. So sometimes I may have, out of, for instance, the Brussels program, we had 159 applicants. And out of that, trying to think back, I think that I had 39 eligible, having met minimum requirements, eligible applicants, but I have 24 individuals here at the program. And so you can see if we, build our program and maintain further support, we can outreach further and further to get people here. It's a growing program. Statistics to date, we have received, this is up through the Nairobi meeting that these statistics were taken, 1,032 applications received, 89 countries represented, 185 fellows, 225 available opportunities, and again, you can see that's if 25 are able to come to each meeting. We have had some meetings where we've had only 15 eligible or 15 participants who were able to finally, in the end, end up at the meeting. Paris was one of those meetings where we had probably, I think, 23 that we started with that had received the fellowship, but because of personal issues or business issues or visa issues, we only were able to have 15 actually attend the meeting. Alumni participation, we have 104 now in the program. A typical fellowship round, you heard me say for this round we had 159 applications, but typically around 140. We look at the number that were that had minimum requirements met. Roundly is 35. Roundly, 25 actually get to participate. As you can see, there's a diversity in that we take members of the CCTLD community, the government, civil, private sector, and academia. Half the fellows, which is exactly what it is for this Brussels meeting, half the fellows have never attended an ICANN meeting, and one quarter of the chosen fellows, as in this particular meeting, have are alumni of previous programs. I alluded to the typical fellowship experience talking about the mandatory morning meetings. 7:30 typically is our start time, where some other volunteers and constituents are still sleeping. This group has already been up in action, gotten breakfast, and are sitting in the meeting room. This is because I'm engaging people from staff in the community to come and take their time to speak to the fellows, and because I want the fellows to get out and experience a full day of opportunity of all the sessions. And so we need to start early in the morning in order to get both of those balanced. Other mandatory meetings are the welcome ceremony, because it's the president's report. We often engage amazing individuals, as we did for the Brussels meetings, presidents and vice presidents from the EU, for example, are at the welcoming ceremony, and it sets the agenda for the week. So it gives you the pace and the hot topics for you to understand how the week is going to go for ICANN. The public forum, which is Thursday afternoon for the first time. It's normally Thursday mornings. This is the first meeting. It's Thursday afternoon. It's 5.5 hours. It's the longest public forum that we've ever held. This is because of community demand. They don't feel that they've gotten yet enough time to speak to the board and to the staff. The public forum is a unique opportunity that happens at this ICANN meeting, at the ICANN week. I don't know of any other place that individuals get this kind of time to be able to step up to the microphone or go online, even at the meeting. Whether you're away from the meeting or sitting in the meeting room, you can go online and put your public comment. Instead of standing up at the microphone, you can write it online, and we have members of staff, including myself, who will read those comments to the board and staff as they are taking comments from people physically in the room who want to step up to the microphone. But it's your chance to be heard. There is no question, no statement that cannot be said at that meeting. And that's a pretty powerful opportunity to engage yourself in the community and face-to-face talk to members of the staff and board. The board meeting is every Friday. It is the culmination of the week. It's the resolutions from all the activity, from all the supporting organizations, from all the advisory committees, and from the board itself, who are meeting during the week to resolve things like XXX, which you heard yesterday coming from Rod Beckstrom, is one of the hot topics certainly of this week, and it has been for the past several ICANN meetings. And so resolutions, as they become clear and complete, will be discussed at this meeting. Suggested attendance again to the fellows. We kind of focus and let them know those topics that we feel would really help them to bring back information to their community that may have an impact. One of the others is the affirmation of commitments, which is the memo of understanding upgrade that aligns us with the community and says what we are committed to doing, what we've been asked to commit to do. And those affirmation of commitment also become part of our strategic plan of what we commit to the community that we will complete. The social events each night, I'm a very social person. I believe in networking and social atmospheres. I think that's as important as the meetings that you have here. People talk 24/7 at these meetings. There is no time that a member of the community is not accessible to you. And it's just another way to get someone where they're kind of having a little bit of downtime, getting a little bit relaxed, but becoming available to you because they're not presenting, they're not chairing, they're not moderating. They have an opportunity to be one-on-one with you at these social gatherings. And it gives you a little time to let your hair down because you need it after the intensity of the week. Meet constituency chairs and members. And meet the nominating committee, known as NOMCOM. The nominating committee is a direct link to the board, and it is the venue for the method for electing community members to serve on the board. It is a tried process through the past about 10 years of how to, in an unbiased and equal format, provide people from the five ICANN regions and from the supporting organizations and advisory committees an equal opportunity and an equal voice on a diverse board. Beyond the ICANN meeting week, again, we emphasize the expectation of the fellows to choose a path in the ICANN community, the at-large, the generic name supporting organization, the country code name supporting organization, the government advisory committee, the nominating committee, or any working groups. I used the word ambassadors earlier, and that's what we'd like them to do. Become the ambassadors, outreach, spread the word, your office, your community, your region, other gatherings. You may go to the IGF. You may go to the IETF. You may go to APNIC. You may go to PAGNOG. Any other meetings that you may attend that you can spread the word of the ICANN community and the needs of the community and topics that are happening in the community, you take that opportunity. Some of the fellowship alumni have actually taken ICANN presentations or excerpts from ICANN presentations and brought them back to their communities or other conferences, not as an ICANN staff, but as an outreach to the ICANN community. So we make that distinction because ICANN staff has their own place in the community, but the fellowship program, as they become knowledgeable and become a voice in the community, are also eager to go out and spread what they understand and what they know because they've received it firsthand from the experts of the internet community and the ICANN community that they've been able to engage with because of the fellowship grant program. They actively participate in public comment, in the blog, public.icann.org, and the newsletter. So the fellowship program opens up the doors of knowledge of how to participate in the ICANN community. For anyone here listening in the room or listening remotely, everyone can find this on the ICANN website, icann.org, and find the opportunity that best suits your bandwidth, that best suits your way. It may be a mobile phone. We go mobile, .mobi. You can use that to jump on to remote participation, to jump on to public comment, to go on to the blog, in any way to engage yourself with an ICANN staff member or community member, or to make your voice heard. Many different ways to do so. Alumni growth, which is important, again, as I report to the board and I report to the community to show that the alumni of the program have engaged. We have 13 alumni who have gone through the nominating committee process, meaning that they have put their name in the hat, submitted an application, provided the references who say that this person is ready to start to engage in the ICANN community as a member of the board, has, we think, the experience. So 13 alumni have gone through this process. 10 former or current fellows are part of a supporting organization or an advisory committee today, and 2 down below are serving as vice chairs currently. 8 are members of the government advisory committee, including Afghanistan, which we point out because that's the most recent, that a member of the fellowship program, who is a member in the Seoul meeting, was appointed in, I believe, March as the representative, as a GAC representative for Afghanistan. The alumni also write for the ICANN Monthly Magazine. They write articles for their region, and they supply reports back to their government about the happenings at ICANN. The alumni also, we engage them to be mentors, to do outreach, and to be leaders in best practices. One of the things when you're in a community, a bottom-up community like ICANN, we encourage our community members to use best practice as they have discourse, as we discuss, as we engage passionately in what is important in your community and region. And if we can't engage in civil manner, in the best way to go forth in order to have everyone's voice heard equally, we will never be heard. Many voices in cacophony do not get heard. And so you have to reach out and use best practice. Follow the guidelines of the ICANN community of how to make your voice heard. There are methods that are correct to do so, and so many. And so you reach out and use best practice. Alumni communication, again, you can see that we're very big on making sure that the alumni have many avenues to continue their communication within themselves and through that to network out to the community. We use modern social networking, Facebook, blogs, alumni mailing lists, and LinkedIn, to say a few. We've even had alumni who've started their own websites so that they can do postings and keep each other informed about classes or training opportunities that may come up, conferences that are coming up, networking opportunities. So they keep themselves alive and working. For members of the community, when you meet a fellowship member, you're often, if not engaged to be part of the fellowship program, engaged to be a more active volunteer because you learn other venues that you can use in order to become more actively participating. So that's the end of our program today about the fellowship grant program at ICANN. But I'd like to ask if anyone has any questions at all, anything that I may not have covered or anything of interest to you about the program. Okay, please. Absolutely. The program is, the morning meetings are on the schedule because we're completely open. Every morning you can come in, and you can come in late. The fellowship can't. But any morning you are more than welcome to join us. And as a matter of fact, after we conclude here, if I take your name, I can provide you the presentations that happen throughout the week and any of the information that you need. I can email that to you afterwards and get you updated on anything that we can. And by tomorrow morning, please come to the program. Tomorrow we have the Senior Vice President for Services, Kurt Pritz, who many of you may have seen yesterday talking about the new GTLD program. He will be with the fellows tomorrow to talk about the ICANN Services Department, which includes IDN, compliance, and the new GTLD program. We also will have David Olive, who is the Vice President for Policy Development, and they will share the stage tomorrow, so that should be extremely educational. And then on Thursday, we'll have Project Manager Kim Davies from IANA. So we'll be talking about delegation, redelegation, IPv6. So that'll be on Thursday morning. And on Friday, we have Yuri Ito and John Crane from our security department who will be with the fellows on Friday morning. So if any of those topics interest you, please just walk into the room. We're in 201 A and B. Yeah. If you're not a fellow, just find me, and I'll do the best that I can to get you introduced to the people during the week. Again, the same with any ICANN staff. If you look down and see anyone with this badge and this color is ICANN staff, our job here is to help you. And if we're not doing that, we're not doing our job. So anyone you see throughout the hallways or in any sessions and they have ICANN staff, you stop and engage them and ask them, you know, introduce yourself, and everyone will help to get you introduced to the proper people. You're welcome. Anyone else? Any questions? That's good. We're doing our job. Yay. No, that's fantastic, and that is the whole point of it. And then for you to outreach even to other people here that you can tell are kind of lost and looking around. In the introduction to ICANN that I gave the session on Sunday, and we've reinstituted that session. It will be at every ICANN meeting now that we do an introduction to ICANN for the community. And I explained that for my first meeting in San Juan, I'd been with ICANN for about 4 months. And I was as if any community member who's coming for the first time. And I just didn't feel comfortable walking into just any session. You open a door and eyes look at you and you just assume they're looking at you because it's not a face they recognize and you need to walk out the door. And you're just not sure, you know, exactly where to go. You don't understand all the topics or, you know, if it's closed or if it's open. And I really do appreciate when the fellowship program participants recognize the benefit that they've gotten and outreach to other people and provide them the same guidance. And it's really great because that's all we can all do is try to help everybody in the hallways and get them to the right sessions and get them to the right people. Because that's how we capacity build. That's how we build a stronger volunteer base and a stronger community to get things done. So.